Illinois nurses are pushing for legislation that would limit hospital nurses to 4 patients or less. That number would be lower in certain areas, like maternity wards, intensive care units, and emergency rooms. Doris Carroll is vice president of the Illinois Nurses Association. She told lawmakers about one nurse's experience working alone in the ER.
She had a waiting room full of 30 people. A woman was on the floor in a terrible abdominal pain. Next thing she saw was a man walking in through the door, an elderly man who was clutching his chest. So she made the decision because she felt that this man was critical and was having a heart attack. She was right. When she came back, that woman was dead.
Carroll says the patient could have been saved if more nurses were present, but hospital administrators say it's not that simple. AJ Wilhelmy is with the Illinois Hospital Association.
There is no conclusive evidence that these one-size-fits-all nurse staffing ratios actually improve patient outcomes or the quality of care.
He says not every hospital has the same resources, and the legislation does not include funding to hire more nurses.
About 42% of our hospitals are currently operating at a negative or very thin margin of less than 2%.
Wilhelmy says the plan would drive up healthcare costs by more than $2 billion a year. He says it would be especially burdensome for safety net and critical access hospitals, like Touche Regional Hospital in Centerville. Sobrina Day is the CEO.
Touche is highly dependent upon the Medicaid program, which historically and currently has been a low and slow payer. 2/3 of our patients are covered by Medicaid. And with the expansion of Medicaid managed care, our financial challenges have only worsened.
Day says her hospital is already expected to lose $1.4 million this year. She says adding another unfunded mandate could force them to cut services. Hospital administrators also say strict ratios would hamper their flexibility in assigning nurses where they're most needed. That could be made even more challenging by the nursing shortage. They say Illinois is expected to be down 21,000 nurses by next year. Marty Smith is with National Nurses United. She used to work as a nurse in California, the only state with mandated nurse-to-patient ratios.
Our experience in California shows that if you build it, they will come. The number of actively licensed RNs increased by more than 90,000, almost 7 times more than the total number state health officials said would be needed to meet the ratios.
Advocates argued that safe patient ratios would help Illinois attract and keep more nurses by improving working conditions and preventing burnout. Alice Johnson is with the Illinois Nurses Association.
Not only do nurses face economic insecurity by the practice of low censusing, being sent home without pay and having to use their own benefit time, but they also face serious issues of workplace violence and also occupational injury.
Still, hospital administrators say they should continue to make staffing decisions. Current law requires hospitals to take recommendations from a staffing committee that's at least half nurses, but it doesn't require them to implement the plan as recommended. Under the legislation being considered, hospitals could be fined up to $25,000 for violating the proposed nurse-to-patient ratios. I'm Dana Vollmer.